Good morning. Some of you may not be aware, but this Sunday is Orphan Sunday. It's a Sunday where many churches, hundreds of churches, in fact, both here in America and also in about 23 other countries in the world, celebrate what God is doing among the orphans of the world through the church, and to call our attention to the fatherless in this world. And so here at Cross Point, we are celebrating this. We are participating in this this Sunday. I want to call your attention to just a few things. In the foyer today, you'll see four groups that are there: DFACS, Bethany Christian Services, Lifeline Children's Services, and Gia's Hope. I encourage you to check those booths out, those organizations. They will have information for you if you're interested in adopted or just have a heart for the fatherless and ways that you can be involved. And also, two books that we have in the resource room this week, and they're here this week and next week, a book called Orphanology and another book called Adopt It for Life. And these are great resources. Again, I encourage you to check those out. And also, next Sunday, November 13th at 6:30, we're going to have an adoption roundtable where adoptive families are going to be speaking, and just a variety of organizations are going to come. So, again, if you're at all interested in adoption or foster care, or just ways that maybe you can get involved and help, maybe you're not called to adopt yourself, but maybe there's God's put that on your heart to help others, please come next Sunday at 6:30. And finally, if Daniel Hort could come on up. Daniel is just a great man, a godly man. He and his wife, Jenny, have been married for a little over 8 years, and they have adopted a son and now are in the process of adopting a daughter as well. So I'll just have Daniel come up, and he'll share his testimony about how adoption has changed his life.
Jeremiah 32:17 says, "Ah, Lord God, it is you who have made the heavens and the earth. By your great power and by your outstretched arm, nothing is too hard for you." This verse is one that means so much to Jenny and I, because it's kind of been where we head into each adoption that we've gone into. For Jenny and I, a couple years into our marriage, we'd have known all along that adoption was something that we felt strongly about. Jenny has three adopted siblings, and she grew up around adoption, and for me, it was just something that was on my heart from early in life. So a couple years into our marriage, we started to continue to pray about that and pursue that. And the story I'm going to tell you now is the story of our son, Josiah. But it's a unique story to his adoption into our life. Every story, we're currently in the process of adopting our daughter, Charlotte. And it's been a unique story in itself. But what's incredible about adoption, and just as our own adoption by Christ, each story is unique. But each story is just as incredible in how God works it out and has worked it out in our lives. We'd been married about 2 years, and I began to feel ready to have children. I just felt the sense in my heart that it was time, but Jenny didn't necessarily agree with that sense, and so we weren't necessarily pursuing any children in our house. But it was January several years ago that Jenny's mom called her, and like I stated earlier, Jenny has three adopted siblings, and her family's been involved in adoption and orphan ministry for a long time, so it was normal for her mom to call her and ask her to pray about a birth mother. And that day in January, she did. She called her and said that there was an Asian birth mother who was considering giving up her toddler for adoption. And Jenny said, well, you know, and her mom just asked her to be praying for it, and that was the end of the conversation. But when Jenny hung up the phone, her heart immediately felt burdened for that child. And she felt instantaneously that that child that her mom had called about was supposed to be our child. But she immediately just sought out God's word, and he was telling her, just in that verse I read you, that nothing is too hard for him, and that he put the stars in the sky, and he told the ocean where to stop, and that if this is supposed to be our child, then we are supposed to be on our knees before him and trust that he can do this on his own. And so I came home from work that day, not knowing that any of this had happened, and I was in the closet, I don't know, probably just getting ready to go to bed, and she said, "I need to tell you what happened today," and so she told me the story of the conversation, and she was ready to do something. She was ready. She was just felt so wound up, and she said, "Well, what do we need to do? Do we need to do a home study?" And I said, "I think that God clearly gave you the answer of what we need to do. He told you that he can do this on his own, and if we're to adopt, this child or any child, we need to be on our knees before him. And so that's what we began to do. We began to pray. We didn't tell her parents, which was hard because they had three adopted children. They certainly were our best resource. And we just began to pray. And so for 3 months, we prayed. And in April, Jenny's mom called her again and said, "Jenny, are you and Daniel praying about adoption?" And she said, her immediate was yes. And she said, "Well, good, keep praying." And she hung up the phone. Well, that may not have affected her mother. It affected Jenny greatly because we had been in intense prayer for 3 months. That night she came by and she came over to the house and sat down with Jenny and explained that. She said, "Jenny, do you remember a few months ago I had called you and asked you to be praying for an Asian birth mother?" And Jenny just immediately just was overwhelmed with joy. And she said, "Yes, Mom, I know exactly who it is. I mean, we've been praying for that child specifically for 3 months." And she said, a social worker that is very close to our family and someone that we've known for a long time, she's been praying for that child for 3 months. And it's been laid on her heart that child is supposed to be yours. And we said, "Well, we're ready. There's no questions asked." We realized at that point when we said yes that we didn't know how old he was. We didn't know if he had any medical issues. We didn't care. He was our child. Like, God had clearly called us to that. And so we were supposed to receive him the next day. But the next day came and the next day went. And the social worker told us that this happens. That birth mothers, when it comes down to the last minute, they often change their minds. And so we felt heartbroken, some for ourselves, but we, in a sense, felt heartbroken for this child because we felt like, had God forgotten about this child? Had he forgotten the situation he was in and that we felt like he needed our love? And he was quick to remind us of Isaiah 49, 15 through 16. It says, "Can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands." And he was so quick to remind us that he had died on the cross for that child just as he done for us. And that he was the father to the fatherless. That we were only following his lead as he had adopted us as his child. We were just seeking to be obedient in his life, and that he had that child engraved in the palm of his hands. And so the next steps in our process were a little tougher. We felt that we had been ready, and we were ready to receive that child. And so we began to pray, "God, what had you done in this process to stir our hearts to adoption? We knew that you had stirred us so quickly, and we were so ready." So we began to pray about adopting internationally, or if we should be considering things here locally. And so we just began to pray again and just praying of what God was doing in our lives. And then in 2 weeks, we received a call from the social worker again. And she said that the birth mother had gone to the courts and signed over parental rights. And so the very next day, the child that we've been praying about for 3 months, and I'm looking at him there, and it's hard for me to even, as I relive that moment, he was in we got to meet him face to face. And I remember the day I met him. I knelt down in front of him, and the social worker explained to him that I was his dad. And he was 17 months old and lived in a Chinese-speaking home, and so his English was very little. But he looked at me in the face, in the eyes, and he called me daddy the very moment I met him. And I recognized that God had not only been working in our hearts, but he had changed that child's heart for us to be his mother and father. And that moment was certainly one of the most incredible in my life. And I remember us coming home and putting him to bed. And we weren't ready to be parents, I must say. Like, other than God calling us to be parents, we weren't really trained as parents. He slept on a mattress on the floor in a pink bedroom, which I quickly rendered a different color the next day. And as we began to finalize the legal process, we had seen God's hand so clearly in it. But we started to just kind of struggle with some things of why had we missed that time with him from January to April. We knew in January that we felt like he was ours. And as we began to work through the legal process of finalizing the adoption, we started to just clearly see how perfectly God had painted our picture and knitted our family. In the sense that Jenny was only 24 at this time, and you have 60 days from the placement of a child in the state of Georgia to file and finalize a petition. But you have to be legally 25 in the state of Georgia to legally adopt. And we were about 45 days away from Jenny's 25th birthday. And so it was just a final confirmation that God had clearly painted this picture Because if we had got him in January, he wouldn't have been ours. We would have not been able to keep him. And so we just to see how God had prepared Josiah, how he prepared ours, and how he prepared every detail from beginning to end. Josiah's story of adoption has changed me forever. Because not only because it made me a father, but it changed my understanding of God's heart. It gave me a clearer picture of my own adoption by Christ. It gave me a clear understanding of what God's heart is for the orphan. And if adoption is something you've ever considered, or even any interest in orphan care, I just encourage you to just pray about it and seek God. Like, just trust in Him to be faithful, to carry you through any hard waiting, any financial burdens, the tough parenting that will come. It will come. And I just encourage you not to adopt because of a great testimony, but just adopt because you were called, and to just obey the one who can work all things out. And I look back and I see the blessings that we've enjoyed through Josiah. And I see the blessings that we've enjoyed through our biological son, Ezra. And then now as we walk through this process with Charlotte, and I see what incredible things we would have missed had we chose to believe our fears instead of trusting the one who called us.